Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Thank you for downloading Beer Nuts for free on iTunes or from ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate Beer Nuts 5 stars on iTunes and help to tell others about Beer Nuts by leaving a comment. Thank you for following Beer Nuts on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast and on Instagram at Beer Nuts Podcast. Please like the Beer Nuts Podcast on Facebook to like and share Beer Nuts. If you'd like to donate to Beer Nuts, you can click on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net. If you use Amazon.com, please click and bookmark the Amazon link at ChristopherMedia.net. It will not cost you any extra money, and you will help to support Beer Nuts. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media uses HostGator to host all of the shows produced by the Christopher Media Network. When you click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net and sign up for HostGator, you're helping to support Beer Nuts. TheBroBasket.com. Guys are tired of all those boring socks and ties. BroBasket is the answer to the age-old question, what do I get a guy? We know that choosing the perfect gift for a man is a difficult task, but not anymore. TheBroBasket.com is here to help. We all know men are hard to shop for, but what do guys actually like? Their favorite alcohol, that's what. It could be craft beer, wine, whiskey, scotch, or tequila. TheBroBasket.com will put it in a gift basket full of their favorite gear and goodies. You can customize your own BroBasket or choose from a variety of different BroBaskets, like the Ultimate Import Sampler, the Jack and Coke gift set, or the Junior Executive gift basket. Boozeless but still cool BroBaskets are also available. TheBroBasket.com gives you many shipping options to choose from, including rush delivery and Saturdays. 21 and over, please. State and local laws apply. Beer, wine, and liquor are not available for shipping in all states. You can help to support Christopher Media by clicking through the BroBasket.com banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Alcohol gift baskets. What men really want. Men used to be hard to shop for. TheBroBasket.com.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. Welcome to Beer Nuts, a weekly excursion into the world of craft beer, brought to you by MichiganBeerGuide.com. And now, here are the Beer Nuts.
Oh, number, I think this is 61. They're piling up.
Wow, it's a good year.
Yeah. My name is Chris. With me from MichiganBeerGuide.com is JR.
Hey, everybody.
Dugout.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Uncle Pete.
Cheers.
SAK joining us once again.
Hola.
And Ross.
Yeah, nice to be back.
Ah, man, we got a full house tonight. We got almost a six-pack. But tonight, we are revisiting... Sorry, this is the second show. We know how it gets recording two at once. We are revisiting a theme that we did way back in the day. I'm trying to look here. I think it was a single digit episode. That's how long ago.
I think it's like three or four.
Episode four, barrel aged beers. Well, what's it, math? 57 episodes later, we're going to revisit it again. And tonight we have quite the selection of barrel aged beers. I'll be drinking along at home because I had a situation where I can get a hold of one, but these other gentlemen will give you four others. And before we start here, let's invite everybody to get their glass. Mind you, we're not pretentious. It's in the quote. It's in the description. We're just trying to help you find better beer. So let's just raise the glasses, crack one open wherever you are, and you know, you're being safe. Maybe you're at home. Maybe you're getting a ride, but raise glasses, crack one open, and start with a quote from Mr. Jack Nicholson. We were talking that we were surprised in 61 episodes we've never used this quote, because Jack Nicholson's a fairly popular dude, but he says beer is the best damn drink in the world. And I'm going to have to agree with him there.
Right on.
Yes. So, gentlemen, who is up first? I'll just provide personality and music and such.
I think SAK is going to start us out.
Yes.
The beer that I have here today is from the brewery Jackie O's in Ohio. It is Bourbon Barrel Oro Negro, which is difficult to say five times quickly if you've had a couple of beers already. This is a stout brewed with walnuts and spices, aged in bourbon barrels. I'm told this is going to have some heat with it as well. This is right up JR's alley. With some habanero.
Amen. Can't wait.
Ooh.
Let's see what we have here.
Thank you.
Kind of a brown, almost reddish brown pour. Almost like somebody put like Red Pop in my espresso. Not much of a head to speak of. Whoa. Definite barrel on the nose. A little bit of cinnamon, maybe. And here we go. To me, hit over the head with cinnamon a little bit right at the beginning. Some heat at the end, especially from a little bit from the pepper. I think from the bourbon as well. Jer, what do you think?
Yeah, there's a. It's pretty intense. It hits you right away with some spice, like some nutmeg, cinnamon type spice, and then transitions into a boozy finish that finishes with a little bit of a habanero burn at the end. It's quite delightful. Especially for me, it's right up my wheelhouse.
This is one of those beers that's just got a lot of things going on. You know, probably one that pretty balanced, nicely balanced now. But if you start to lose some of the flavors as it sits, you're going to lose a lot of the character of it. And a lot of people who do not like those big hit over the head with stouts are going to want to pass on this. But this is a pretty heavy hitter and definitely a flavor bomb.
Not for the weak, that's for sure.
Definitely going to have to get a hold of one of those.
Really fantastic.
It is excellent.
Because I tell you, habanero is probably the one ingredient that when I was like, really, in beer? Since I had it, I was like, yes, in beer. So anytime I see a spicy beer, I'm all over it. And I'm upset. I miss some of the Polar Nights that came around last fall. But.
Oh, the Polar Nights.
Yes.
Need to remake that. My next batch of beer is going to be this weekend, and it is a remake. It's a remake of the wedding ale, which was for my cousin's wedding. But I think I'm going to call it something different this time, and I'm going to change the recipe up a little bit.
Did somebody call that the best beer you had ever made?
Yes. Several people.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I just like to read from the label on this Oro Negro. Because, man, it's really growing on you. I can only imagine, once it warms up a little bit, how more flavorful it even be. As if there's anywhere better it could get, but it's going to get better. The label says, Oro Negro spawned from our unwavering compulsion to experiment. Infusing imperial stouts with spices, fruits, and wood has been a staple at our bottle releases since 2009. Oro Negro is the culmination of note-taking and listening to our patrons. Our cherished oil of Aphrodite was aged in bourbon barrels and infused with cocoa nibs, vanilla beans, habaneros, and cinnamon sticks. A refined stout filled with rich character and a touch of heat. It's a good description. It's a real treasure. None of this is going to go to waste.
No, I suspect this is a. It says habanero, but a lot of times when I see habanero or you know, even certainly things like ghost, I think they almost use it as a gimmick to just add heat without any flavor. But this is kind of the perfect balance for the habanero. It's not unpleasantly hot. So people who may not like a hot beer, I would not be put off by this. It's really, really delicious, and the heat is perfect.
It's 11% by volume, American Double Imperial Stout. I'm looking up on Beer Advocate. It gets a 97 score there as a world-class beer. It's really Jackie O's is they're usually solid. I don't think I've had anything of Jackie O's that I didn't really rate over a 90. So this is a winner. Good one to start off with. It's going to be tough to top this one, but I'm sure that we've got a lot of other great beers to come.
All right. So who is up next?
Well, somebody else can go while we're finishing this up, and I got one after the next one. Who'd like to go next?
I'll pour out the green bush.
Okay, you're in.
I've got here a barrel-aged Owls in the Roadhouse Porter, brewed with raspberries, by Green Bush Brewing Company in Sawyer, Michigan. And the story for me behind this is I've actually purchased one of the barrels that they did this porter in. I haven't yet to put a beer in the barrel myself, but it's just patiently waiting for me to do that. So, but the barrel that it came in was a Journeyman Distillery barrel. I don't know much about Journeyman. Does any of you guys know anything about them?
Tonight's the first time I'm hearing of them, so no.
I believe they're in Michigan, right? At any rate, let's pour it. And this is a porter. It's not a stout. I tell you what, when I crack the top, and the bottle is probably, you know, an arm's length away from here on the table in front of me. When I crack the top, immediately raspberries aroma filled the air, and it came right to my nose. But it pours very dark black, with a beautiful brown head on it. Smells of raspberry and some wood, some whiskey. Kind of a dark fruit aroma. Definitely raspberry up front. A very nice raspberry fruity sweetness. Juicy. A nice smooth mouthfeel. As it dissipates the fruit, you pick up a little warmth from the, the barrel aged influence, and then a residue of coffee. So, it's not. There are some complexities and some nuances in there, as I mentioned. Maybe some dark fruit, a little licorice. But other than that, I thought it was straightforward. The raspberries are clearly there. The barrel is there. Some whiskey is there. Coffee. Very nice. I like it. I'd give this a 4 or better, maybe a 4.25.
Ooh, and you're
a
tough
reader. 5 scale.
You're a tough reader. That's a compliment. Hey, by the way, Journeyman Brewing is from Three Oaks, Michigan. I just realized that.
Journeyman Distilling.
Distillery. Whoops. My fault.
Oops. And that is very close to Green Bush Brewery. It's right down there near New Buffalo.
That southwest corner of the state. Yeah. So,
right off the M12.
Most of us online that have had Green Bush have usually been very pleased with their offerings, and this is no exception to that.
Yeah, I've yet to have a Green Bush. You guys speak very highly of this brewery, and you haven't steered me wrong yet.
Have you never had a Greenbush anything, Christopher?
They don't. I don't see them around here.
We're going
to
fix that.
Do they make it to Southeast Michigan?
Yeah. They've got to have a lot down.
Maybe just looking harder.
They're on the shelves here. Yeah. Maybe not some of the barrel aged ones that you're seeing or we're talking about, but as I was traveling to Chicago,
Christopher, by you, the wine garden. Wine garden will have tons and tons of Green Bush.
Noted.
So, yeah.
That's one of the, Owls in the Roadhouse is one that I've really liked in the past. I run about 50-50 on being horribly disappointed by raspberry beers. A lot of them are, to me, seem kind of fake or way too sweet. But that's one that I thought was very, very tasty. I mean, it is raspberry-centric, but I thought it worked very, very well with what I thought was a very good underlying porter. And I don't know if I've had the barrel-aged version. Yeah, I think I have.
I agree with...
That is one of my gems I've had from Green Bush that was very, very tasty.
Yeah, I've tried, you know, my own home brewing. I've tried raspberries and different stouts that I've made, and I've either had, you know, too much raspberry or not enough. And I agree with you as far as the balance. I think, you know, it's the raspberry up front, and that underlying porter is a great porter and gives you a lot of good coffee notes. And I love it. It's a really good beer. I recommend it.
It didn't taste fake either. The raspberry did not taste artificial, which I know some of them seem to my palate, which is not the greatest. Just almost seem like a raspberry extract or a fake raspberry, like a raspberry now and later, a raspberry Jolly Rancher, and that's one that just tasted natural without being too sweet. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Well, yeah, and a lot of times raspberry can draw a fine line between, you know, being something really nice in a beer or being something medicinal and very cough medicine type flavor. And that can come from natural raspberry too, just depending on how you make your beer. You're always walking a fine line with a raspberry beer, I feel. I mean, not a whole lot I would give accolades to, but there are some that really just knock it out of the park.
Yeah, I've had some of those other raspberry beers that have a high cough medicine, relationship. This one, I thought, had a good balance in it, and like Steve said, it tastes real.
Seems with any kind of beer.
9.3% ABV. I don't know what the hop IBUs are. It's not a high hop beer. Absolutely, it's got more sweetness and malt backbone in it.
Delicious.
Recommended.
Awesome.
Seems like any kind of berry, you got to battle with the medicine taste. At least a red berry. Whether it seems like raspberry or strawberry, maybe even cherry.
Is anyone there?
Yep.
All right. Yep. Everybody's there?
Yeah, you know, fruit beers can be tough to really get balanced. It takes a good experienced brewer to figure out the right balance with the fruit and the malt and the hops. It's really easy to screw up a fruit beer, which is probably why I never brew with fruit.
So have you had the Lindley Park? Because I've got a bottle of that for later, but where does that fall on your scale of getting the raspberry right or wrong?
Yeah, Russ, I think you gave me a bottle of that probably a year or so ago, and I have never cracked it. I just saw it tonight when I was looking for bottles for this. So I don't have the information yet, so we're going to have to rely on your review. But I have heard great things from other people about Lindley Park, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically a raspberry version of Event Horizon.
All right. Any more comments on that before we move on? Well, then, Russ, why don't you take it with the next one?
Okay, I'm going to start with a tweet just so that I can have something a little smaller to deal with before I crack the Lindley Park.
Oh God!
I've had the benefit of having a friend living in Colorado, not too far from Avery, for the past several months. So he's visited several times and brings back lots of gems, which I can't buy in North Carolina, because they're north of the 15% limit here. And so he's brought me back some Tweak and some Uncle Jacobs and a few other things. Some stuff that we never see here, like Black Eye. He brought me a couple of those. But anyway, tonight's the Tweak. Pours dark, not a lot of head. The initial smell on it is you get coffee, chocolate, bourbon, and a little vanilla, just very straightforward. Not a whole lot else. It doesn't smell overly boozy, but you can definitely smell it there. And this is a 17.5% beer, so it's going to have something no matter what, I guess. First taste is very coffee and very chocolate forward. The vanilla and the heat from the bourbon kick in at the end. It's not over the top boozy. I've had stuff that was less than this that tasted a lot boozier than this does. It definitely has the heat going on, but it's not overly boozy in the taste. Very creamy. Like I said, you're getting the warmth, but maybe hiding the alcohol a good bit, as far as I'm concerned. Might be a little sweet for some people, I guess, but it's nowhere near as sweet as something like the Creme Brulee is, or Blizzard of Kaz or anything like that. It's very drinkable. You're just gonna have to sip it because it's, like I said, it's 17.5. Anybody else have any input from ones they've had?
Oh, I've had this before. It's fantastic. It's really one of my favorites.
It's really flavor-wise. It's not, you know, it's not complex. It is what it is: coffee, chocolate, and bourbon. But it does it very, very well. So this is very smooth, creamy beer, and with some heat right on the end. And I can sit and sip this for a while.
No, I remember. You know, I've had, I think, two of these, and like you said, it is what it is. It's really strong. It's really real strong coffee. That strong. I know that I got the influence of the caffeine, but then you got the high ABV to go with it. It's just a punch in the mouth. And it'll wake you up and put you down all at the same time.
I'm hoping more for the latter. So.
Yeah, anytime I see this, I pick one up. It's not cheap. I think it's for about 12 or 15 bucks for a single, but it's worth every dime. Yeah, I never even look at the price tag. If I see it, I just like that.
Any of the high ABV Avery stuff, when I visit Delaware, it's on the shelf there, and it's in the shelf in DC. But it seems to be, it'll be anywhere from 15 to 18 bucks on the shelf for a bottle of it. But it's always, like you said, it's always worth picking up one or two of them just to have.
Amen. Well, that's a good one. Thanks for sharing. Anybody else had Tweak? Dugout, have you ever had Tweak?
No, I've not.
Okay, I'm surprised. Awesome. I'll definitely get you one. This is something I think might interest you.
Ask me.
Tweak is it's definitely a heavy hitter. It's my understanding that there is a coffee version of Mephistopheles Stout, and Mephistopheles was one of those beers that I bought when I was first getting into craft beer, and not looking at the ABV before I started drinking it. I think that was one of my first drain pours, and it was probably just because it was such a shock to the system. And now, of course, I love it, but at the time, it was such a twist on even some of the bigger things that I had before. So, Mephistopheles, all these big Avery beers are actually very, very good.
Yeah. It had other names in the past where it was derived from Mephistopheles, where it was called Meth Addict at one point and Coffistopheles at another. So
it's definitely a beer to share. Either share it with a friend or plan on sipping it for a while.
All right, who is next up?
So luckily it won't be my turn for a while.
Hey man, I'm not in this.
Have you gone yet?
No, I have not. So
surprise, it's your turn.
Yeah, hey, here we go. My bourbon barrel aged beer is from Burnham Brewing in Michigan City. They're on the east side of Michigan City, Indiana. I think I've given them quite a few props, and most people, regular listeners to the show, know I love this brewery. Uncle Pete, I love this brewery. They just keep doing things that are fun. It's a small place. It's tucked in the woods outside of, right off the dunes in Lake Michigan. And so let's open it up and give it a go. And it pours a really, really dark, blackish red kind of color. Kind of a more of a thin head on the beer. Not super fuzzy or super foamy. Nose is really ripe fruit, ripe cherries, plums. And we taste this bad boy, and oh man, there's so much going on here. I mean, you've got these tart cherries that are sitting on a bourbon barrel, and this beer actually, in my opinion, crosses the line over into almost a port stage, where it tastes more like a port than it does actually a beer. It's thick and chewy. Cherries are they're not fresh type cherries. I mean, they certainly blend into it. I wish you guys were all here to try this stuff. I gave this a 4.5 on Untappd, and I don't do that very regularly. And this beer really is just blowing me away.
Sounds delicious. Another delicious beer I'm not drinking.
Yeah, I know. When I hear Doug give out a 4.5, I want a piece of that.
Well, Woodford Reserve Barrels. I didn't get too much into it. I just get so excited drinking this stuff. But, yeah, Woodford Reserve Barrels and tart cherries and Long John's on is Burnham's Winter Ale. And it really just, it's funny, it's going to be spring next week, but here we are in Michigan. We've had snow tonight. It's just yucko winter weather. And what a great beer. It's such a winter warmer. Almost chocolatey in a way, but, you know, there's no chocolate flavor to it or anything like that. It's just, I don't know. It's just one of those beers that every once in a while you get one that says, if this were a port, I'd be killing it. And then you realize you got a beer that's just so awesome.
All right. We could not have done 5 beers already. 4 beers?
Who's counting?
Someone has to.
Well, that certainly sounds like a tough act to follow, but I guess the show must go on, right?
Yes. More beer must be drank.
So I think it's time to blast off. Ross Uh-oh. Probably blasted off with that tweet.
Hey, you got
to
give me a wow.
Well, I think most of us just had one, but...
Okay.
No, you're committed to the Lindley Park now, so...
Yeah, I'll get there. Get something else in.
So, I'm going to go next, and I have a beer here that from Memphis, Tennessee, called Astronaut Status.
Ooh.
From the Wiseacre Brewing Company. This is a 2016 Astronaut Status barrel-aged Imperial Stout. From what I could find online, this is aged in Woodford Reserve barrels. The label says "Taste the Rarity," and it's got a picture of a couple astronauts. Spacewalking, which I imagine after polishing off this bomber, I'll probably be right there with them. And the opener seed. Thank you, sir. So, okay, I got a... So, this was mailed to me from the great state of Tennessee. Actually, not mailed. That would be illegal. It was... transported from the state of Tennessee, we'll just say. It's okay, here we go. I'm going to pour this in a snifter. I chose this because I think it's closest. I have like 4 different bombers in front of me, and it was a tough choice, but This actually seemed like, from what I read, would be the closest to the one that we've already had here, because SAK and I are together sampling. So I just poured this. It's immediately I get a lot of booze on the aroma. Or is coal black. Yeah, it's definitely a black dark imperial stout. Nice tan head that disappeared very rapidly, and there's not much there. The head really just exists on the edges of the glass at this point. But, you know, make no mistake, the barrel is the prevalent aroma, so let's dive into this. Really nice mouthfeel. This is not as in-your-face as the last one, but it has actually a lot of the same attributes. It says that there is some cinnamon and I believe some vanilla beans in this, and I can taste a very subtle cinnamon, whereas the other one was more pronounced. Yes, and there is no habanero heat, so that affects the flavor too, but it's okay. It says cinnamon sticks and vanilla beans in here. And I can definitely taste the vanilla. And I'm liking it. And I'm liking it a lot.
Chris, this is one of your beers that you need to chew.
Ooh.
A beer you can chew with subtle cinnamon and maybe more pronounced vanilla, which is really impressive because I like vanilla a lot. I've heard great things about this astronaut status. This is the first time I've ever had it. I'm really impressed with it. I think it's a nice, mellow, easy drinker. It's a sipper. I mean, God, we have a bomber here, and it's going to be really tough to take this down because I think I'm going to end up drinking most of it because I think Steve's S has to call it a night soon. So I'll probably sleep very well tonight, but can't think of, out of really the two we've had here tonight, the Jackie O's and this are both really, really quality beers, and Odette Nilla.
There you go.
S, what do you have to say? What do you? Can you follow my review up with some of your opinions?
I agree. It's odd, actually, that it is, to me, other than the spices, the peppers, it is very, very similar to the Jackie O's that we had earlier. Almost as if you... You know, a lot of times when you drink two beers in the same style from different places, there would be a harsh adjustment to the palate. And there was nothing at all that shocked my palate with this. They're both very big, but they're very, very similar base stouts. And, this one was a little more subtle, although very, very tasty. And the other one was definitely a, Chris, as you were mentioning, got it the American way, bigger, better, hotter, more stuff with it. And but this was very, very tasty.
Yeah, so kudos to Wiseacre Brewing in Memphis, Tennessee.
I don't think I've had a beer from them before.
So I'll be looking for more of these guys. They've hit a home run with this one.
So, John, do you know anybody in that area of the country who might be able to procure you some?
As a matter of fact, I do.
You know, I've learned with vanilla. I love vanilla, but I've learned in beer, like it's a high wire act because it's too much vanilla. You start getting into it's too sweet. Tastes like you're drinking ice cream, like that kind of thing. But you've made this sound like I need to get my mitts around one of these beers.
Well, yeah, actually, around one of these glasses. Definitely. It's too much vanilla, and they've hit it right here. It's not too much and not too little. Like I've had beers that say they're vanilla, and then you can barely tell there's any in. And then I've had some that blow you away, and it almost tastes fake because there's too much vanilla. But I remember Uncle Pete telling us when he does his Robert De Habanero, he tests different levels until he gets the level right. And I'm sure that's what these guys have done, and they've nailed it, like. Uncle Pete, man, it seems like a long time since you brewed some Robert De Habanero. When's the next brew date for that?
I know. It's been too long. Yeah, it's hard to commit. I'm on the road too much, and it's just hard to find time in between. I've got 3 or 4 kits of grain and hops and everything out there, you know, for different beers. But the Robert, I got to do the Robert. Keep twisting my arm.
Amen. You got to do the Robert. And yeah. When you do the Robert, I'll come over and brew with you in your garage. It's, I've also been procrastinating on my brewing and long overdue. I think Dugout was trying to coerce me into brewing this Sunday, and it's just an action-packed weekend, and then probably can't pull it off. But we got to make time to brew, guys. It's in our blood. And especially with your when you get a beer like Robert de Habanero, and you know, on my end, I have the Irish Car Bomb Stout, and you know, Dugout's got his. He's got more than one to choose from. You know, I think we gotta buckle down, guys.
Yeah, I gotta get We're back slacking. On the brew train myself. I brewed 2 batches right away, and then I haven't brewed any since. I gotta get back on the brewing horse myself.
Well, the cold weather is going away soon. It's time to get off our butts and motivate and get some beer brewing.
Sunday brew day. Come on over, Chris.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to look into that. I don't think I got anything going on. All right.
Well, we're blasting off with this astronaut status. Does anybody have anything left? I know Ross has a Lindley Park. Anybody else have an on deck, or is Ross going to close us out?
No, let's close us out. This beer was a 750, and it's like 14%.
You need help.
I got the
you
same issue here.
It's the final on that one. I was actually happy to be able to just do one beer in each episode and stretch it out. I mean, I've been drinking this Long John's on probably for about 2 hours.
Yeah, because when you're by yourself, do multiple beers, it can get intimidating.
Like, well, I can tell you right now, this astronaut status is putting me into orbit, and it's going to be a while till splashdown.
I texted you guys my lively crew, right?
Yeah, right. Keebler is
well,
out.
That being said, Ross did miss the first episode, so it's just as well that he catches up with the next one. Yeah.
Look at the guy who did the 17 and a half for here. Okay.
Taking one for the team.
Yeah. So keep in mind that at lunch today, I also had some collaboration without representation, and I had the Das Vidania Vanilla Rye. So I've had a good day so far. So we're looking at Old Hickory, Lindley Park right now. I don't know how many people have managed to experience Old Hickory product. It's in Hickory, North Carolina. It is very conveniently on my way to Asheville. So it's there's a couple of little beer places along the way. Hickory, North Carolina, and Morganton, where Fauna Flora is, are good little stopping points on your way to Asheville if you don't think you're going to get enough beer when you get to Asheville. So they make a couple of things, I guess, that have some notoriety outside of North Carolina. Probably the most famous one's Event Horizon, I'm going to say. Some people have asked me to get that for them from time to time. The Lindley Park is, I mean, it's kind of doing it a disservice to say it's Raspberry Event Horizon, but that's if you're trying to look to, without ever having it, what it might be, it's going to be close to that. It's a 10%. They have traditionally used Buffalo Trace for the barrels when they BA their stuff. Not every year, but I think that's what this was. I haven't looked it up. This is the one that was made in August of this year, 2016. So we will go ahead and give it a 4. And it's in a 22-ounce bomber, so, yeah. I've got a bit of work to do for the rest of the evening.
At least it's Friday night.
It is, it's about as black as you're going to get. Not a lot of head on it. It's smelling is you get a lot of raspberry right off the bat, and I've had one that was a year and a half old recently, and the raspberry just, it hadn't faded on that one either. You get it right off, the smell is there. That's what you're going to get right away without, for anything else. A bourbon comes through a little bit, and you're also going to get some molasses and maybe a little vanilla smell to it. It's definitely got the raspberry smell to it, where, as we were, Chris was mentioning earlier, you know, these things come off, your fruity beers tend to, they border on being cough syrup sometimes. So having said that, we dig into it, and it's definitely not, I'll say without fear of anybody else contradicting me, that it stays out of the realm of being cough syrup. It's definitely got a strong tart raspberry to it. It's also, you get the little bit of chocolate in there. For this one, it's a 10%. So compared to what I had earlier, it's not boozy at all. But what happens with this one, I think, when I've had it straight off as just mixed in with some other relatively low percentage alcohol beers, the raspberry helps hide the 10% that's there for sure. It kicks in right when you'd expect, at the beginning, but also at the end when you're expecting maybe some booziness to kick in. It doesn't. The raspberry hides it a little bit, I think. So it can be a dangerous one. This has also got honey in it. The honey comes through in the Event Horizon a lot more than it does in this one, obviously because the raspberry is gonna hide that a little bit. People tell me they taste vanilla in this. You can smell it. I don't know if you can taste it. There's a little hint in the smell, but it kind of, if the taste is there, I don't get it. I think it gets hidden a little bit. Definitely, you're gonna get a sour raspberry, not an overly sweet raspberry. It's very drinkable. It's creamy, it's full-bodied, very low carbonation. I don't know where else to go with it. It's one that I enjoy having on tap when it does that time of year when it's on tap. We tend to see this when it's released, and then on a few people save the kegs they get for other special events they have. I always try to buy 6 or 7 bombers of this when it comes out, just to spread out evenly throughout the year, and then whatever else I need to send to other parts of the country, depending on who asks for it. Nothing bitter, nothing that comes forward over the top other than the raspberry smell and raspberry taste. And again, it was without being too sweet. It's a little bit more of a sour raspberry than an overly sweet raspberry. So yeah, this is up there for me in something I go out of my way to share with people who tell me they like raspberry things. That's why I was asking earlier. We were talking about raspberries kind of an either hit or miss thing. And I've had some raspberry things that have missed, and I don't think this is one of them, not by a long shot. That's why I was trying to get some input from. I know I'd sent at least one bottle out to JR, and I don't know if anybody else had ever had a chance to have this before. But we get a lot of it here, so if anybody wants some, just say the word, and I'll pass some JR's way, and he can distribute it in the Michigan area.
Well, I still have the bottle here, and I'll be sure to share it with the other beer nuts, because I've heard from other people how good it is, so I know the reputation usually is a good indication that it'll be a good one, and certainly your review makes me want to go run down and get it and drink it.
Well, I didn't. I remember sending it to you. I remember you. You're not a big raspberry guy, right? It's
Not generally, but, you know, it's just like anything. I mean, they're hit or miss, and if you have enough misses, then you just tend to say, well, I don't really want raspberry beers. You know, we were at Kunin today, and they had Kunin, you know, raspberry ice pot, you know, the regular one, not the barrel-aged one, but, and, you know, $30 a bottle, I passed. You know, it's a lot, but, and that's a great beer, too, but this one I think is more in my wheelhouse, and I think the honey is part of the key. Is, you know, it blends it in. You got the sweetness of the honey and the tartness. You indicated that the raspberry is a little sour or tart, mm-hmm. and I think it's nice to have that balance of like a sweet and sour, almost like. And it sounds like, you know, you've definitely piqued my interest. Where, you know, that bottle, you know, sitting in the basement with a lot of other great beers that I'd love to try, and now I think that's going to be one that I'm going to want to pull out sooner than later, based on your review. So
keep in mind that box I sent you this week has a crowler in it, so you're going to want to get to that one sooner than.
Yes, crowlers always go right into the family fridge, and then when I get in trouble for having it there, I just said, okay, I'll get rid of it, and I drink it.
Yeah, it's empty. Oh, it's gone.
Other beers make it to the various three other fridges in the house, but when it goes in the family fridge, it does disappear because I'm ordered to make it disappear, and I'm very good at making beer disappear, by the way.
Yeah. So
that being said, I got plenty of astronaut status. I'm still in orbit. So,
well,
thanks for sharing that one with us.
This week's crowler goes to JR, and whenever you get it, you get it. I got you a crowler of bourbon barrel aged Publican Porter from Shorts. And boy, I had a bit of it. It's awesome. Where do you get it?
So I'm very much looking forward to that.
Just for reference sake, the crowler that I sent to JR was called Dead and Buried. I think I mentioned it last week. It's a. It is basically barrel-aged sexual chocolate that's had blackberries as part of the process.
Oh, man.
God.
And so wow. I figured JR would like that. And,
I think we're going to have a crowler share real soon here, guys.
So that's on its way to you.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated. And I hope you guys will help me drink these up, man. Those crowlers have to be drank right away. And, hey, I think you guys are the men for the job.
Man, what's come on, technology. We can do so many things. Why can't we like share beer through internet connections yet? Let's go. Come on, scientists.
Just have to get together and brew and drink these growlers up. How about that?
There you go.
Chris, I have to say, if you have not had Greenbush, Christopher Media perhaps should spring for one of their advent calendars and have us all get together and take down that case of Christmas beers.
What is this?
For a beer. Well, JR, can you explain that, please?
I know. Is it an advent calendar that has beer in it each day?
It's an advent calendar.
Oh, my God.
They give you 24 beers. It comes out. John. Well, no. Okay, 24 beers in the case, and then you get a velvet sack with the 25th beer in it. It is the grand finale beer. And, you know, every year I think they change it up, keep you in suspense, but there are a lot of beers in there that are very rare and hard to get, and they used to make it where you could order one and have somebody pick yours up and then deliver it to you, and I did it one year, and it was really cool, and I did it, and it was great. And then the following year, they changed the rules, and now you order one, you have to show up with your ID, and you have to drive all the way to Sawyer, Michigan, and pick it up. So that made it a little bit more challenging for me.
Hmm.
But, hey, you know, give me a dare, and we'll... but that would be very cool if one of us could get one advent calendar. Christopher Media could buy it.
Yeah.
And if we could get one of those, we could just lock ourselves in a room until it's gone. And that would be probably an epic episode. There's 25 beers. And, you know, why wait till, you know, and do one a day? Like, why not do what SAK came up with a great idea? Let's drink that whole thing in one night.
Everybody carries
every bottle. I mean, if we get enough of us, it spreads around.
That might be
a great way to experience all the fantastic beers they brew. And there's a lot of good barrel-aged selections in that box. So.
That might be the best slash
epic episode. Maybe even Greenbush would comp us one, you know, for the publicity.
Yeah, there are some beers from them that are not good. At least that I don't particularly like. They have a cornflakes beer that I'm not a huge fan of.
You put them near the end, all right? You know, you don't put them at the beginning. You don't put them at the end.
You got to drink them in order, just like an advent calendar.
This would be the...
They have a special printed top where you have to peel back the perforated tab and reach into them in sequence and drink them accordingly.
Well, I tell you, I'm happy these...
That could be like the epic episode of all time is, you know, one by one we randomly, okay, here's the next one in the advent calendar. I guess we're cheating by doing it all in one day, but hey.
The best slash worst Christmas episode of something ever.
Drink 1 month of beer in one day.
Certainly, Chris, you could edit in such a way that you released one beer per day on a podcast, but then, even though we'd have to tape it all at one sitting.
Yeah, we have five or 10 minute short casts every day for Advent. How epic would that be?
And all right, come out with a show every day.
Work for you though,
and not so much anymore. I started utilizing my programs better.
I think SAK has set the bar high. Let's do it.
Well, let's just be glad they do one for the religious calendar. You know, an Advent calendar theme, but I'm glad they don't do one for Lent.
Ooh, 40 days?
We don't need to, like, abstain from beer for Lent.
Or just be 40 beers. Be a lot of beers.
From beer for Lent for 40 minutes.
You're weak. Weak.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
and I'm so proud of you.
My liver is strong.
He had to sleep sometime.
All right. Thirsty, my guys, ready to rock this one up?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'd like to ask everybody to follow us on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast. Well, wait, before I do that, just one special shout out to Founders because I didn't have any barrel age. I've been drinking breakfast stout and I haven't had it in a while. And man, once again, I just mass produced high quality beer. I don't know how to do it. Hooray for Founders. So follow us at Beer Nuts Podcast on Twitter, at Beer Nuts Podcast on Instagram. You can email the show, Beer Nuts Podcast, at ChristopherMedia.net. We are on Untappd, so you can follow us there, too, as well.
By the way, we just got our Drink Your Paycheck badge.
Oh.
For having too many beers in one day.
There you go. That's how we roll. Yeah, we're on there, and we're going to try to catalog every beer that we've ever done on the show. It's going to take us a while, and yeah, we might end up getting that badge several times. But you know, that's how we roll here at the Beer Nuts Podcast. We should have new glasses soon. We're probably even going to sell them. But you know, if you're thrifty like me, you can still try to win one every week. But that's still in the works. We got a new logo coming, new glass. Maybe we'll start doing things like t-shirts. Who knows? But with that being said, thanks to everybody who listens, downloads, shares, tells a friend. You can rate us on iTunes. 5 stars, please. Every month is bigger than the last. And thanks for the love. You proved that our idea of a craft beer podcast would work. With that being said, JR, let's go to Mexico.
Well, as they say in old Mexico City, A-L-L.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.